Hey guys, welcome back to a special edition of Risk Call. Today we have with us V, the CIO and founder of Track Record. How are you, V?
Hey, Aaron, let's talk about the Fed. We have the US Federal Reserve meeting later today. It's the meeting that many anticipate that they will start their hiking cycle. Market is priced for 28 basis points, so slightly more than 25 basis points. So a 25 basis points is baked in, 10% probability of maybe a 50, right? But it's low, but so because it's very unlikely that it's going to be that way. Fed Chair Powell has already said that he will recommend a 25 basis point hike, and I think that's the way they're going to go. That should not have a market impact. What's going to impact the markets would be their statement on how they're going to proceed with the hikes in the future. So what's important is also the dot plots, which is the projection of interest rate hikes for the future from each member of the committee. Then they take a poll and it'll be published the range of their projections. So that should be important. So far, the market is pricing Fed to hike 7 times of 25 basis points this year, which is, I believe, a lot. The dot plot previously showed only 3, so they were talking about 3 to 4, but we'll see how that has changed since the last December projections. So they only do the projections every quarter, so this is the first one since December. And another thing that the market will be sensitive to will be the likelihood of a 50 basis points hike at any some point in time, right? So we'll see what Powell he says in his press conference. Likely that the journalists will grill him on how he intends to go about hiking. Would he consider 50 basis points high? How does he think about what does he think about the uncertain economic uncertainties from the Ukraine-Russian war, the inflation from the supply disruptions from the war, especially in the commodities such as oil, gas, nickel, wheat, food supplies as well. And also what he thinks about the resurgent COVID in China, which has led to shutdowns of Shenzhen and partial shutdown of Shanghai, partial restrictions in Shanghai. So that's going to be all very closely watched. And that's the excitement for the day. Yeah, so I think we have a benign message from the Fed. They stress on gradual hikes and seeing what happens and then adjusting when data calls for adjustments. Are happy to take the time to slowly proceed with removing policy accommodation as also not just rate hikes, but also balance sheet reduction. If it's a gradual and a benign statement, I think the stock markets risk assets will rally further because today we saw in Asia a very strong rally across the board because of the Chinese authorities, Chinese state council saying that they will keep the stock market stable and they have encouraged the long-term investors to buy stocks. That basically is also an encouragement for private investors, the everyday investors to buy, right? It's basically saying the government will do everything in their power to keep the stock market stable. So that's the first, I guess, is a very strong sign of support from the government in this case. So the risk sentiment is on the mend. If the Federal Reserve does not go extremely hawkish, does not express hawkishness beyond what the market is fearing, then risk assets will do well. All right. Okay, Yerome, on that note, as always, stay true to the process and eventually you'll be profitable. Take care.